Oh, we gotta call this person. Speed, I was looking at the want ads today, the thrifties, and there are false teeth for sale. Oh, you're on the phone? Who are you talking to? My mom? Okay. Well, when you're off, there's a St. Paul phone number here associated with a false teeth classified ad. First of all, I didn't know you could use someone else's false teeth. I thought false teeth are fitted. $150. I know that's inexpensive. I know false teeth are very expensive. But what are the odds of these fitting? And I realize you can sterilize most anything, but how comfortable are you putting in someone else's teeth? Did they die? Did they die with these in their mouth? Speed, would you call this person and just see if I can talk to him real quick?
Sure.
Tell him that I might be interested in buying them, but I just have a couple of questions.
So lie to him.
No, I may buy them.
Oh, okay.
651-224.
Do we have a name?
No, it just says false teeth, $150, and the number.
Okay.
David?
Yeah, Tom.
Hi, David. Thank you for being on. I read the ad, and I had just two questions. Can anyone's false teeth fit anybody else, or aren't those things custom fitted?
Well, they're not custom. They will not fit anybody else. No, they have to be fitted.
Well, so in other words, if I were to purchase them, I couldn't just put them in my mouth.
No, they're good for like for corn on the cob.
You mean when I want to eat corn on the cob?
Yeah, you can put them in your mouth and then eat corn on the cob with them. You know.
Do you have them in now?
No, I don't.
Do you have anything in there?
No, I don't have anything in my mouth right now.
Well, don't you need them?
No, I don't. Because what happened, I had a couple of tooth, you know, that were in my mouth, and then I lost them, and then they're not, you know what I mean, they don't fit. I put them in my mouth, you know, they fall down right away.
So they used to fit, and now they don't?
Yeah. But I tell you what, though, they're nice and shiny. Nice, shiny white teeth.
Uh-huh. How much did you shell out for them?
Well, I got them on medical, you know, medical assistance.
So how much do you think they would have been new?
Oh, maybe $2,500.
Wow.
You know, they cost a few dollars, you know, but...
And you're only selling them for $150.
Yeah.
Is anything wrong with them at all?
No, there's nothing wrong. There's a couple tooth missing on them, no.
Oh, they're missing from that.
One for the top and one for the bottom. Like I said, you know, I had one on the bottom and one on top. And then, you know, I don't know how they did it. But
oh, so wait a minute. You had a tooth on the top and a tooth on the bottom in your mouth, so they didn't need a tooth on top and tooth on bottom with the false teeth.
Right.
Oh, so someone really would need to have almost a mirror of your situation, that same two teeth situation.
Right.
Well, what are the odds of that?
Not very good, you know.
Yeah. Have you received many calls?
Oh, yeah. I put an ad in there about a month ago, and I had maybe about four or five calls, but nobody came out, you know.
What do you think stopped them from coming out?
Well, I think what they do, I think they play a joke, you know.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
No,
so are you going to try and get by with just the one tooth up top and the one on the bottom?
Well, I can't get by with them now because if I pull them in, they just fall down right away.
No, I know. So, but right now in your mouth, you have two good teeth, right?
No, I lost them.
Oh, you
that's
lost
why,
those?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't, you know, wear them no more.
Oh, right. Right. So what are you going to do, get a new set?
Yeah, I'm going to get some, what do you call them? I'm going to get some new ones, you know.
Uh-huh.
These are called Parcel.
Uh-huh.
That's what they are, Parcel.
They're called partial because they're missing two teeth?
Right.
Yeah. What can you eat right now?
I can eat anything.
Well, I don't think you can eat corn on the cob.
No, I don't like corn on the cob anyways, you know.
I don't think you can eat apples.
No, I don't know. I can't eat apples, no.
Uh-huh. I don't think you're eating carrots.
Carrots? No, I don't like carrots. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, you know a guy named Steve? Steve Braverman?
Yeah, I know Steve Braverman.
Yeah, he's one of my buddies.
Holy moly. Do you know that Steve Braverman was incarcerated for 6 months because of threatening the life of the President of the United States?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yep, yep.
And he's your pal?
Pardon me?
And he's your pal?
Well, I don't really know him.
Well, you're changing your tune.
Well, you know Cindy, don't you? Cindy, she passed away.
Who?
Cindy Smythe, S-M-Y-T-H-E.
I don't know him.
Well, you know, Jesse, my son got hit by a train when he was 12 years old. He was on Channel 5, that was about 10 years ago.
Huh.
Down on West 7th, 7th and St. Clair.
Huh.
Yeah, you talk to him, you know.
Huh. What'd you do all your life? What'd you do?
Well, I worked with Brown and Bigelow.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Down on Plato, you
yeah.
know. How'd he used to be on University.
How do the teeth come out? Do they just sort of come out one or two or three at a time, or one day do you wake up and they're all just crumbling?
No, I don't know. I eat a lot of candy, you know, candy and donuts, you know, and all of a sudden my tooth got rotted, you know.
Yeah. Did you brush?
Huh?
Did you brush?
Did I brush my teeth?
Yeah.
Of course.
Huh.
I don't do no good, though. You know, like the dentist, they, well, you got to always brush your teeth, you know. You know, they just want to make the money, you know. And the toothpaste, you know, and toothbrushes, you know.
Yeah, dentists are making a lot off that. They get a commission on all that stuff.
Yeah, I know, even on the dental floss, you know.
Sure they do. Yeah. Well, Dave, how old are you?
I'm 59.
59.
I'm catching up to you.
Yeah, another 5 years and you'll be my age.
Yeah, you're what, 64, huh?
Yep. Yeah, 64 next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good talking with you. I still have six teeth.
Oh, you got six, huh?
Yeah.
See, I've talked to you at the fairgrounds.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Are you the guy who looks a little bit like the fellow who paralyzed George Wallace?
No.
Okay.
No. There's so many people out to the fair.
Yeah.
You can't remember everybody.
No.
Right?
No. Well, good luck.
I got two more ads in the paper, too, you know.
You're selling other things?
Yeah, a whole bunch of goodies.
You're not selling the pink plastic kid's tackle box for 75 cents, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I got some dream catchers, you know, dream catchers.
Well, are you Native American?
No, I'm not.
Hmm.
My wife used to be, you know.
Used to be? Is she?
Passed away, you know.
And then she had surgery?
No, she passed away.
Oh, she passed away. I'm sorry.
You know, because she had cancer, you know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I misheard you.
But, I don't know. I got the TV, you know, like a TV, a VCR combo.
Uh-huh. How much for your dream catchers?
Well, I got two big ones, you know.
Did you make them?
No, one of my girlfriends, she made them.
Oh,
made
okay.
Them, you know?
Okay.
But I'm selling two of them for 40, you know, $20
sure.
a piece.
Sure,
sure. Real nice, you know.
Well, I'll pass the word, Dave. I've enjoyed speaking with you.
Okay.
And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Here goes Dave.